I save. So in this video, I'm going to share what I think is the missing piece that shows us that Elon Musk is done. He's finished selling Tesla stock for 2021. So let's get into some of the details here. The last stock sale we know of by Elon Musk is actually last week, December 16th. He actually exercised 2.15 million shares, and then he sold 934,000 of those shares to pay taxes. Now, Elon Musk is actually almost all done exercising his 22.8 million shares from his 2012 CEO compensation plan. In fact, he only needs three more blocks of selling to get the whole thing done. However, if Elon chooses to exercise these final three blocks of exercisable shares by the end of the year, then Elon's tax liability would be about $3.37 billion for 2021. That's kind of a rough estimate. However, we know that Elon recently said, and this is just from December 19th, he said, for those wondering, I will pay over $11 billion in taxes this year. So it looks like he's not gonna exercise the final three blocks of his exercisable shares because this would take his tax liability up significantly above $11 billion. A few more things. So Tesla employees have a blackout period that prohibits buying and selling of shares. And this blackout period, it started December 16th, right? This was the date of Elon's last stock sale. And it goes until January 28, 2022 after market close. So it looks like Elon probably won't want to sell more shares during this blackout period. He could if it was a pre-planned sale. So this is what's called a 105B1 plan. And it's what management uses to sell kind of a predetermined amount of shares at a certain date. Now, stock sales from a previous 105B1 plan can be executed during blackout periods, but have further reasons to believe that Elon's stock sales are done this year. So let's take a look at a tweet that I just wrote this morning. I said, hey, I think Elon is done selling Tesla stocks. So a lot of people were able to calculate that Elon owed $10.8 billion in taxes this year so far, but there's a missing like $200 million or so. So where does this come from? It comes from actually California income taxes, extra ones that he's going to pay. So if you look at a tweet from June 9th, 2021, Elon says that I will continue to pay income taxes in California proportionate to my time in state, which is and will be significant. So this is the killer clue. Basically, Elon is choosing to pay extra California income taxes based upon the time that he's in the state. So this will apply to his capital gains. So let's look at this chart more in detail. So we have a bunch of his exercisable stocks that will have a 52.65 taxable gain. So if we take a quick look, the reason why it's 52.65% taxable gain on his exercising stock options is because it's considered compensation. You have a 37% income tax from the federal level. You have California at 13.3%, Medicare at 1.45%, Medicare supplemental at 0.9%. This equals to a 52.65% tax rate. And if you look at this, this is for the majority of his shares right here. Next, at the column second to the most right, you have his gains that are taxed at a 23.8% rate. And this is more of his common shares. But in addition to the 23.8% on his common shares, Elon is choosing to add an additional California tax. So let's say he's in California 30% of the time. So that will be 30% of the 13.3% California tax that you're adding on top of the 23.8%. This is the last column on the right. So if you see that, there's an additional $306 million or so that Elon Musk will be paying the state of California. So that equals $11.1 billion. This is Elon's tax liability for this year, and it matches completely in line with his tweet earlier that he's going to pay $11 billion in taxes in 2021. All right, so what are the key takeaways here? All right, number one, I think Elon actually is done with his Tesla stock sales for this year, 2021. We've already entered a blackout period for discretionary sales. He still could theoretically sell pre-planned sales from a previous 105B1 plan, but that would probably take his taxes over $12 billion. And then that wouldn't completely match up with his previous tweet that he'll be paying more than $11 billion in taxes this year. I think further, this removes a lot of the short-term uncertainty that Elon's stock selling has caused the stock price recently. And we can start to see perhaps some anticipation towards Tesla's Q4 delivery numbers, which will be announced a couple days after the year's end. All right, number two, I think it makes sense for Elon to leave some selling for next year. And here's what I mean. I don't think he wants to pay zero taxes next year, considering all the drama, right, his taxes are causing. It makes more sense that he pays a couple $1 billion of taxes every year, let's say. And practically the only way to do this is for him to sell Tesla shares. So next year, probably in February or March, I expect him to sell his remaining 3 blocks of exercisable shares from his 2012 CEO compensation plan. And he might sell some more common shares, right, to reach his 10% goal, but it probably won't be a lot because even with just the remaining 3 blocks of exercisable stock, that would take Elon's stock sales to 92% of his goal, and he'd only have to sell about 1.4 million shares to reach his goal. All right, number 3. So what will Elon do with his newfound cash? Actually, I don't think Elon has had much cash since the early to mid 2000s, so probably at least 15 years. He spent all of his money on SpaceX and Tesla, and to some extent SolarCity, and for the most part, he's lived on borrowed money. So the first time in a long time, Elon will actually have a few billion dollars to spend. So first, I think he'll probably erase his debt. He's probably got about $500 million at least in loans, and then he'll probably have about $2 billion left or so. I think he starts a university with that money. I mean, it's been on his mind. And actually, I think he also might use some of that money to invest into SpaceX, at least to provide a cushion just in case things get shaky with Starship and SpaceX. Also, they're rolling out Starlink, which could go into a cash crunch if things don't go well. So yeah, this really provides an extra layer of security and safety for SpaceX. Now, you'd imagine after paying $11 billion in taxes that Elon would be sitting on like $10 billion or more in cash, but that just isn't the case. I think Elon knows that Tesla has a bright future ahead, and I think he's really trying just to sell a small amount. All of his selling, though, has created a lot of noise, and people are confused. And there are uncertain macro conditions that have actually added to volatility. Then you have this failed Build Back Better bill with the EV tax credits that's not happening, at least for the time being. And all of this is not helpful to Tesla stock. But all in all, Tesla is gearing up, I think, for a huge 2022. You have Austin and Berlin, the new factories ramping up. You have 4680 battery cells that are ramping. Tesla will be preparing for the new Cybertruck at the end of the year. And these are just super exciting times for the company ahead. All right, I hope all this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. I'm also linking to a fundraiser I'm doing for Afghanistan food relief in the video description below. I did an entire video on it as my last video, but YouTube often doesn't show all my videos in the feeds of all my subscribers, so check it out if you haven't. All right, all my videos can also be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.